Kerbal, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota daf Chos Zayin. And we have the tremendous chus of finishing the fourth parak of the Masechta. Today's shir should naturally be chus and lili nishmas, all those who were nifter and who fought so that we could, my family and everybody else's family really, could have the chus to live here in Eretz Yisrael, where the neshamas should have an aliyah. So we're here on the bottom of Chof Vav and Beis, right? Last couple of words, Amar Shmuel. Pretty interesting, curious discussion, right? We've been discussing if women, if wives are acting inappropriately. So Shmuel says, Yisa adam doma ve'al yisa bas doma. Right? Question, if you have a situation, a doma is a woman, if you look at Rashi, nit enes, nit beres, befi kol al ni'ufel. Right, and again, that she's not appropriate. She's not acting appropriately. Right, someone who is flirting, sleeping around, etc. If you look at Tosfos over here, Rabbi Nochanan says Shemalizin Aleh Bnei Adam She Mizana. Right, there are rumors that she's Mizana. So you have a woman, right, who is there are rumors that she cheated on her husband. We can't prove it. Right, there's rumors of adultery. So the question is, what is better to do? Should you marry her or her daughter? Again, obviously the concern is that if her daughter, right, if the actually daughter was born out of wedlock or while she was married to someone else, is more accurately, so then the daughter is a mamzer or a mamzeres. So the shaila is, what's better? So Shmuel says, you should marry a dom, you should marry this woman, right? You should marry the woman who we have rumors about, and you shouldn't marry her daughter. Shazu ba mitipa ksherev, zu ba mitipa psula. Because we assume that the daughter was born, perhaps she's a mamzeres, perhaps she was born from this adultery. But the woman herself, right, she was originally, right, ostensibly her origins, right, were pure. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you saw them bas doma, you should marry the daughter, val yisa doma, and you should rather not, as opposed to marrying the woman herself. Shizu omed is because of his kashrus, vizu eno omed is because of his kashrus, because we have a concern, we have a chazaka of kashrus by the daughter, not by the woman. The woman, right, we have some rumors here. So that's better to get involved with the daughter and not with the woman herself. Maisvi, hold on one second. Isaac Rice says, no, see, Adam Doma, that person should marry the Doma. So Rava says, hey, Vitizra, do you really think you should marry this woman? It doesn't mean you should marry. It means you can marry. Ella im Nasa, right? Really, it's if he married. Right? If he married, meaning if he married her, then it's okay. Aiza Taninami Bas Doma. So too, right? Again, what you're telling me, the Brisa is not accurate and shouldn't say no say, but should say im Nasa. So you should also say, right, Bas Doma, right? You could just change, if you're changing one part of the text, you could change another part of the text. Right? So it's not necessarily a stira on Rabbi Yochanan at all. Okay. Right, and the halacha is that you should marry the daughter and not the woman herself. Right, like Rabbi Yochanan. Ditani Rav Tochlifa bar Marava kamei de Rav Elvo, because Rav Tochlifa taught isha mizana b'nei aksherit, right? Because rov bilos achar habal, that if a woman rachmana l'tzlan cheats on her husband, so we assume that the children are okay, that their children are kosher, because rov bilos, still even if she's sleeping around, so still most of the bias are going to be from the husband. Right, and so we can assume, right, again, that the woman was conceived, right, from her husband and not from somebody else. Boy, Rav Amram. Rav Amram asked, right, the following shayla. Haisa prutza be yoser. Let's say she's extremely prutza. Extremely prutza. She's, right, it's not rumors here, right? It's very, very obvious, flirting, etc., and sleeping around. That's it. You can't control this woman. Mau, what's it then? Right? Are you allowed? Right? Not only you allowed, but do we assume that her kids are her kids? They're obviously her kids, but do we assume that the kids came from the husband? Or there in that case, because we just said that you wrote bilo sitzal abal or achal arabal. So do we say that also? If she's prutza biyoser, right? I'll leave it to mandamar in yishemis aberes el sanach levasta lo tibay lecha. Right? Pretty interesting intim tzolamar or. Alibi Daman Damar. We have the Machogas, the Gemara Nida has Machogas as to when a woman is more likely to conceive. So according to the Mandamar, who says that she's more likely to conceive when her period comes, so then, right, there's no Shaila, right, whatsoever. You don't even have to ask Kasha, the Loyada Bavlo Mintara, because the period comes and goes, right? Women's, you don't necessarily know when the period is coming. So the husband doesn't know when to, like, lock her up. right? Or one to be very careful. Okay, so we know that for sure, meaning we assume that it's impossible to guard against, right, her sleeping around, and so therefore we assume that the kids are mamzerim or from other people. But b'kiti b'aylucha, the shayla is, alibi d'man d'amar, ain ish mitzaberes, elosan ochol tevilasa. Right, the machlokas is, right, the shayla here, not the machlokas, but the shayla here, is if we just say, according to the man d'amar, who says that a woman is more likely to have a child when she's right after her tefillah, right, when she's right before her tefillah, right, around that time when she goes to the mikveh, again, when she has her period, right, when she has her period, right, and then she, you know, bleeds for however many days, and then after that, right, this, you count 7 days until she goes to the mikvah. Right, so at that point, right, he knows, right, again, he can plan it out because she had her period and he knows how much time. Because do we say, my, what's it do? Kevin the yada bas, do we say that since he knows when it's going to be sent to him into her law, right, he can watch her. For old Dilmar, maybe he came to prutza biyot her law, right, maybe not. Because she's completely prutza, prutza, I don't know. So maybe not, so the Gemara says, take it. Okay. Velusha Beis Din, these are the people, if you remember the Mishnah back in a couple of blot ago, says the Beis Din will give a warning for. So Tana Rabbanan was under advice, right? This is a bunch of people who can't give a warning, guys in jail, right? The guy's a cheresh. So Tana Rabbanan was under advice. Ish, Pazuk says, Ish, which Pazuk says, the bear ben Yisob, and Matar Leham, Ish, ki siste ishto, umala bomal. Okay, that's the beginning of the part of the Sota. Matam alomar. Right, ish. I mean, we know it's talking about a man, right? Obviously. So, what is it? Why does it say later? It says ish. Where is that? So, the rabos ish. Right. So, sorry. Yeah. So, the ish kisiste ishto. So, why does it say ish twice? So, the rabos that includes ish is chayish, ish shoti, ish shiomum. Right, including all these cases where the guy's a mute and the guy's a shaita, the guy's crazy, the guy's shimon, he's even more crazy, he's depressed or whatever. The guy traveled overseas, the guy's in jail. Right, so all those cases, Shabbos did maknin lahen laposlam miksuv asum. In those cases, Beis Din will do a warning, right, to get rid of the, right, to make sure the woman will lose her ksuba, or at least to warn her to make sure she doesn't act inappropriately. Yochal aflash kosin. You might have thought that the Beis Din can also make her drink the meis. So the tamalomer vevi aish es ishto. Right, so the pasuk says that the man has to bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Meisota, right, and not Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Aflash Kosa, right, the Beis Din can also, right, give her a drink. Right, and also, right, and when the husband comes out, right, that, I mean, not also, but meaning that in order to, that when the husband gets out of jail or he comes back, right, then he can go give her a drink. So that the Beis Din, right, again, Rabbi Yossi's masking, that Beis Din themselves can't give the woman a drink, but their warning is sufficient to allow the husband, if he returns, right, and he didn't give the warning, still, based on the Beis Din's warning, he can then give her to drink, right, if he is around. But my commitment, he wasn't my focus. So Rabbi Yossi saw Rabina and Vikina Vehevi. Rabbi Yossi saw Rabina and Vikina Vehevi. Again, the Pazuk says that Vikina, he warns her, and then Vehevi, he'll bring her to the Beis Din. Right, do you need those, both of those things to come from the husband? Right, so again, the Chachamim say no, say yes, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, and therefore the husband can come and use the warning of the Beis Din, right, to give her to drink the Meisota. Fine. Tana Rabbanan with Andra Baisa. As shares his debt, right, let's go right here in this posuk. No, that's not the same posuk. I'm sorry, not Kisis debt. As shares his debt, Isha Takas Isha, right, that's what we said before, that the first one is a woman, the second one is her husband, with the Mapike. Right, as shares his debt, Isha Takas Isha, a woman will stray, right, under her husband. Right, the Hakish Isha, the Ish, the Isha, the Isha, the Ish, right, to connect those two. Right, so the Maya, what are we saying? What's the halacha? I mean that we're comparing the halacha of the woman and the halacha of the husband. So Amar Rav Sheshes Kishim Sheim Hu Seuma Lo Ya Mashka Dichtiv and Elamein Aisha. Just like if the guy's blind, he can't give her the Meisota to drink because the pasuk says Elamein Aisha. Right, she's kind of hidden from his eyes, implying that he has to be able to see. So Kachi Maisa Yisuma Lo Aisa Shosa. So do by the woman. Woman also can't be blind. She would not drink. Rav Ashi Amar, Kishen Shechigeres, Vigidamas, Lo Aizah Shosa, right, just as a different body part, right, just like if the guy is lame, for whatever reason, he's missing limbs, missing hands, so Lo Aizah Shosa, he wouldn't give her to drink the Meisota, because the Pasuk says, V'emira Kohen Zay Shulaf Ne'ashem V'nasan Al Kapea, right, that, or I guess that's her, no? Right. Yeah, so that's the woman. Meaning, if the woman has no hands, right? Again, he has to put korban mincha on their hands. So too the husband, right? If he also was, you know, missing limbs or whatever, lo haya mashka, he also cannot make his wife drink. And Mar Bar Ravashi Amar, Mar Bar Ravashi says, k'shem she lemes, right? If she is a deaf mute. Or really mute, right? Elam is mute, right? So Chirish is deaf. So Elam is lohay, the shows the chtiv amra yishol amen amen. Right, again, if the woman has to say amen amen, if she can't speak, so then she can't be tried as a soto. So kahu, right? So to the man, and my Elam lohay mashka, so too, he would not give his wife to drink. Okay, hadron alachas arusa, right? And now we go weiter to the fifth parak of the Masechta. And then, just like the last parak, right, we have all of the Mishnais, right, at the beginning. And now, these Mishnais, right, again, are going to, in classic Sota form, right, they're going to deviate from Sota, they're going to start from Halacha Sota, right, just obviously we have some sort of connection, but then it's going to jump off onto a tangent, and so as you can see, this is the entire rest of Amud Beis, right, will take us to the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, the Mishnah says like this, Kishem Shamayim Bodkin Osa, Kach Hamayim Bodkin Osa, right, just like the waters test her, right, so too, the waters test him, right, we'll have to figure out what exactly that means, Shemar's Pazigaz, Uvo, right, Uvo, right, we have Gzer Shava, or it says it twice rather, Uvo Amayim Amarim, the Marim, that is, hold on one second, that is, are those both of those the same? No. Hold on one second. So Rashi over here says, right, the Gemara is going to be farish, where's the extra ubo? Okay, we'll get into that drasha when we get to the Gemara. Fine. Kishim shesur al baal, kach shesur al boal. Just like she becomes usher to her husband, so too she's usher to the guy she cheated with. Shenamar v'nitma, the Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Akiva says, right, that again, that doesn't say it twice. Oh, yeah, so that's probably what it is. Meaning, that it's not. Very good. Okay, so the first drasha, just to look at the psukim, ubo, ubo, it says the word twice, ubo, right? Again, in the pasuk chav beis and the pasuk chav dalet, it says ubo twice. So that's the Gemara's got darshan that. And here, it's not nitma and vinitma, it's just the word vinitma appears, and we darshan nitma and the vav, the Rabbi Kiva, right? He uses it, we'll have to do that in a second. We'll do that tomorrow, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Am Rabbi Yeshua kacha yador sechari ben akazo, that's how Rabbi Sechari ben akazo, we should darshan. Rebbe Omer Rebbe says, no, Shnei Parim Omer B'Torah, but Parsha Nitma V'Nitma, right? It says it twice. It actually says, V'hi Nitma O'avar Alav Geruch Kenav V'kinei Zovi Lo Nitma. And then it says, right, V'Nitma, as we said, quoted before. So Echad Abal, V'Echad Abal, right, Darshan differently, that she's, the same halacha, but Darshan is differently, one for the husband, she's also the husband, and one tells me she's also to the guy she cheated with. Bo Bayom, now what's Bo Bayom on that day? So back, that's interesting enough. Rashi over here quotes, right, the Gemara Brachos, that back when they deposed Rabbi Gamliel, right, and they put in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Beis Medrash, right, they added in a lot of extra seats, right, anybody who wasn't Tochu Kabaro was allowed to come into the Beis Medrash. Right, that was a whole discussion over there. But basically that day, right, they had such an influx of chevre that they were able to darshan out, and they darshan out a lot of these halachos. So basically, these stuff are not going to really necessarily be related to one another, but that's what happened, bo bayom, because apparently the above discussion also happened bo bayom. That's why we say, all right, on that day, right, again, as we, you know, on the day that we just discussed the previous stuff. So on that day, darsh Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva darshan out. V'chol kli cheres asher yipol el tocho, mehem el tocho, kol asher v'tocho yitma. The lachos of a klicheres, of an earthenware jug or piece of pottery, are different than normal tumantara. Normal tumantara, if you touch a sheretz or something, whatever it is, to the outside of a kli, the whole kli becomes tame. For a klicheres, it's not true. If you touch it on the outside, right, nothing happens. But if you put it inside, or even if you hang it in the airspace, but it doesn't touch any walls, so that is going to become, the kli is going to become tame. So Omer Tamei Ve'Ela Yitma, right? Eno Omer Tamei Ela Yitma. So Rabbi Kiva Darshan, an extra halach over there, it doesn't say it'll become Tamei, it'll say Yitma, right? El Tocho Yitma. So it will make other things Tamei. The Tamei Acherim, that implies that we're Tamei other things. So Limeid Al Kikar Sheini Shematamei Seshlishi. Rabbi Kiva Darshan's out, right? That teaches me that not like we usually assume that after a sheni, right, again, levels of tuma, right, there's av, rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi, we usually assume that a shlishi only affects tuma, and a revi only affects kosh. I'm sure Rabbi Kiva Darshan's, no, a sheni can make a shlishi, right, that, if you look at the Rashi over here, but truma, vafilu b'chulin, Right? Even in Chulin, you can get to the level of a Shlishi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, mi yigla afar meinecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Who will, interesting phrase, who will get rid of the dirt or the sand from your, or the dust or from your eyes? I mean, it's a beautiful, if only you could live again, is really what he's trying to say. Sheisa Omer, because you used to say, Atid dor acher, letar kikar shlishi. Because he was nervous that eventually, again, during abundance, when we had Truma gets the shlishi, he was nervous that in the future they would get rid of that, that halacha. And no one would say that, that we wouldn't be careful about Truma and Tara. Shein lo mikra min haTorah, because it's not midaraisa, it's not from the pasuk. But here you see, Rabbi Kiva, maybe lo mikra min haTorah, brings a pasuk from the Torah, shehu tamei, that a shlishi is tamei, shenamar kol shehu betocho yitma. Right, he was very happy about that. Wish Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai could have seen it. Okay, bo bayom, on that day, darsh Rabbi Kiva darshened the following. The pasuk says, "Umadosem mitoch michutz la'ir espat kema alpayim ba'ama." If I'm not mistaken, Balkore nerding out. I think that's the only carne para in the entire Torah. Right, again, if you look at the end of the trap over there, when you teach a bar mitzvah boy, you skip the ones at the end unless he's learning parshas. I think it's Matos or maybe Masay. Right, again, but at the end of bar mitzvah, yeah. So it's like the only carne para. In the Chumash. Anyway, so but what is it talking about, Taklis? It's talking about the boundary for the Ir Leviya, right? How much room they get outside each Ir Leviya, right? The Levite cities, right? How much land they got in Eretz Yisrael outside the city. So here, the Maluzim, right? You measure Michutz La'ir, as Paskema, Alpayim Ba'am, 2,000 Amos. Mikra Acher, another Pazik Amar, another Pazik says, Mikir Ha'ir, Vechutza, Elat Amos, Saviv. Right, another Pazik says, it's 1,000 Amos. So what's the deal? It's a 2,000 Amos. Amos are 1,000 Amos. So, Yev Shalomar, Elav Amos, Shekvar Nemar Alpayim Amos. Right? You can't tell me it's 1,000 because already said 2,000. Yev Shalomar Alpayim Amos, Shekvar Nemar Elav Amos. You can't tell me it's 2,000 because already said 1,000. So, okay, so how does this work? So, a couple of possibilities. Elav Amos Migrash, Alpayim Amos Tchum Shabbos. You could say that really the 1,000 is referring to the Migrash, to the field, right, that's around the Levite cities. And Alpayim Amos has nothing to do with anything. It's just Tchum Shabbos, which we know that's true, right? We did Misachas Shabbos, we did Misachas Erevin, right? That 2,000 Amos, Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili Omer, he says, no. Elef Amos Migrash, Alpayim Amos, Sedos, Ukramim, whether they got 1,000 Amos is an open field. And 2,000 Amos out of that, not out of that, but really 2,000 Amos outside of the city became belongs to the Levium. 1,000 was an open field, right, to beautify the city, and the rest of it, right, was fields and vineyards and stuff for them to plant. Okay, bo bayom darash Rabbi Akiva, darash Rabbi Akiva further darshed. Oz Yosher Moshe ben Yisrael Zashir Azos LaShem Vayomru Leimor. Right, what does it mean Leimor? You can tell me Lomar Leimor. You don't need to say Leimor. Right, what do you need to tell me that? What does that teach me? Right, Ma Tama Lomar. Leimor, Melamech Hayi Yisrael Onin Shira Acharav Shal Moshe. Right, Al Kodavar Vedavar Kikarna Esahalal. Right, it teaches us that Bnei Yisrael were Leimor. They would say it right after Moshe by repeating it, just like people do. Right, the Halal, and certainly that's Gemara. Let's talk about it, but as Rashi points out, but that's really similar to, we're familiar with it. Some of the parts of Halal, right, are responsive. Lekach Nemor Leimor. Right, that's why it says Leimor. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Kikorin as a Shema, Kikorin as a Hillel, as a Hallel. Right, and again, obviously, we'll have to talk about what the difference is between Shema and Hallel, that Rabbi Nechemi has to change that and say they're talking about Hallel. They're talking about Kriyashma. Bo Bayom on that day, Darish Rabbi Yoshua ben Hurkanus. Lo Avad Eov as a Kosh Baruch Elameyava. Right, Eov, as perhaps you know, right, one of the Sfarim and Tanakh discussion, when he lived, if he lived, right, big, big fascinating discussion. Pashas is that he did live. Question is if he lived and if he was a Jew. Okay, either way, Taklas, he had a lot of Yisurim, right, a lot of difficult things in his life. He had tremendous success, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it all away from him, right, back and forth with the Sultan, back and forth with Eov and his faith and whatever. So, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hurkanus says that Eov worshipped the HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava, right, out of love, right, again, a higher level than Yira. Shenamar, as Moses says, Hein yaktuluni lo ayachel v'adayin adavar shalko lo ani metzapa, or, where is that puzzle again? Right, Zehin Yikteluni lo Ayachel. Ayachel. Meaning, if Hashem would kill me, right, Ayachel, right, I would still kind of want to serve Hashem. Right, but still, man, you might have felt right. It's shakol, still, it's equal, still the same. Right, lu ani mitzapa, oni ani mitzapa. What do you? What does the pasuk mean? Like, if Hashem were to kill me, right? Meaning, I don't want Hashem to kill me because lo achayel. Meaning, does it mean that he would be over Hashem or he would not be over Hashem? Would he want to serve Hashem or not? Some of them were there. For the pasuk says, adigva lo asir tamusim imeni. So I'm going to die, and I'm not going to throw off my goodness. Right, from myself. Malam Hashem Me'ava also teaches me that he worshipped the Kosh Baruch Me'ava. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Me Igla Alfar Me'Necha." Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said again, same phrase. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, wish you were still alive. Shaiyusa Dorish Kalei Me'Necha Shalom Avod Iov. Right, as a Makom Elam Yira. Right, because he used to dash in the opposite, well, not the opposite, but a different thing that Rabbi that Iov. Only was over Hashem right through Yira. Shnemaz Pasuk says Ish Tam V'Yashar Yirei Elokim V'Sar Meira V'Sar Meira Sar Meira. Right, okay, this meaning that he was Yirei Elokim. That was Iyov. He was a Yiras Hashem. I V'Alod Yoshua Talmidecha Talmidecha Li Made Shemay Ava Asa. But Yoshua, already your grand Talmud, right, taught already Darshan this Pasuk to teach me that it was. And then it was actually Alpha's Hashem. Okay, fine, Mr. Gomer. We'll go back there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.